虹口区2015届初三英语第一学期期末试卷
Part 1. Listening
第一部分听力
1. Listening comprehension
听力理解
A. Listen and choose the right picture
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片
1. Keeping a pet fish can bring a lot of fun. Keeping a pet fish can bring a lot of fun.
2. The careful and patient driver has never broken traffic rules. The careful and patient driver has never broken traffic rules.
3. How amazing it is to see the new type of robots talk to each other. How amazing it is to see the new type of robots talk to each other.
4. With the help of the boy, the blind man went across the road safely. With the help of the boy, the blind man went across the road safely.
5. Is Richard keen on traveling by bicycle during the summer holidays? Is Richard keen on traveling by bicycle during the summer holidays?
6. More and more students choose to go abroad to further their study these years. More and more students choose to go abroad to further their study these years.
7. Listen and choose the best answer.
根据听到的对话和问题选出最恰当的答案。
7. I like basketball and tennis. What about you, Kathy?
My favorite sport is swimming.
Question. What sport does Kathy like best? I like basketball and tennis. What about you, Kathy?
My favorite sport is swimming.
Question. What sport does Kathy like best? 8. Oh, it's 9:05. I'm afraid I have to go now.
Why are you in such a hurry?
I'm going to see a cartoon film. It will begin in 25 minutes.
Question. When will the film begin?
Oh, it's 9:05. I'm afraid I have to go now.
Why are you in such a hurry?
I'm going to see a cartoon film. It will begin in 25 minutes.
Question. When will the film begin? 9. Oh, David, have you found your key yet?
Yes, I looked for it almost everywhere in the classroom and the reading room.At last I found it on the way to the playground. It's in the pocket of my trousers.
Question. Where did David find his key? Oh, David, have you found your key yet?
Yes, I looked for it almost everywhere in the classroom and the reading room. At last I found it on the way to the playground. It's in the pocket of my trousers.
Question. Where did David find his key? 10.Did you watch the TV program about bees last night?
Yes, it's amazing. Bees can tell others where the food is.
Dancing is their language. They dance to communicate with each other.
Question. What are they talking about?
Did you watch the TV program about bees last night?
Yes, it's amazing. Bees can tell others where the food is.
Dancing is their language. They dance to communicate with each other.
Question. What are they talking about?11. Mary, have you decided which country to study in? I suggest you go to Australia or New Zealand.
I prefer to go to Britain, but my parents want me to go to Canada. I have no choice.
Question. Which country is Mary going to? Mary, have you decided which country to study in? I suggest you go to Australia or New Zealand.
I prefer to go to Britain, but my parents want me to go to Canada. I have no choice.
Question.Which country is Mary going to?
12. What's wrong, Terry? You look so upset.
I didn't pass the exam, though I studied very hard.
How did it happen?
I was so careless that I made a lot of mistakes.
Question. Why didn't Terry pass the exam? What's wrong, Terry? You look so upset.
I didn't pass the exam, though I studied very hard.
How did it happen?
I was so careless that I made a lot of mistakes.
Question. Why didn't Terry pass the exam? You seem to enjoy the trip. I guess you're used to traveling by train.
You're right. My company has business in many cities.
It's not an easy job. You have to travel a lot to find more customers.
Yes, but I enjoy doing it.
Question. What can we learn from the dialogue? You seem to enjoy the trip. I guess you're used to traveling by train.
You're right. My company has business in many cities.
It's not an easy job. You have to travel a lot to find more customers.
Yes, but I enjoy doing it.
Question. What can we learn from the dialogue?
14. What about going for a walk? It stopped raining half an hour ago.
But the road might still be wet.
Question. What does the woman mean? What about going for a walk? It stopped raining half an hour ago.
But the road might still be wet.
Question. What does the woman mean? 15. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容，符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
Mr. and Mrs. Green had two little children, Dick and Catherine. Dick was 7 years old, and his sister, Catherine, was only 5. Mrs. Green was a middle-aged woman who liked to dress up very much. One day, Mrs. Green wanted to go to the shopping mall to buy some new beautiful clothes on her own. As her husband, Mr. Green, was on business, she decided to take her children to their aunt's house to play. After their mother left, the children started to play in their aunt's yard. The children played for about half an hour, and then at 4:30, their aunt, Mrs. Black, took Dick into the kitchen. She gave him a nice cake and a small knife, and said to him with a smile, "Now here's a knife, Dick. Cut this cake in half and give one of the pieces to your sister. But remember to do it like a gentleman." "Like a gentleman?" Dick asked. "How do gentlemen do it?" "They always give the bigger piece to the other person," answered his aunt at once. "Oh," said Dick. He thought about this for a few seconds. Then he took the cake to his sister and said to her, "Cut this cake in half, Catherine."
Now listen again, please.
Mr. and Mrs. Green had two little children, Dick and Catherine. Dick was 7 years old, and his sister, Catherine, was only 5. Mrs. Green was a middle-aged woman who liked to dress up very much. One day, Mrs. Green wanted to go to the shopping mall to buy some new beautiful clothes on her own. As her husband, Mr. Green, was on business, she decided to take her children to their aunt's house to play. After their mother left, the children started to play in their aunt's yard. The children played for about half an hour, and then at 4:30, their aunt, Mrs. Black, took Dick into the kitchen. She gave him a nice cake and a small knife, and said to him with a smile, "Now here's a knife, Dick. Cut this cake in half and give one of the pieces to your sister. But remember to do it like a gentleman." "Like a gentleman?" Dick asked. "How do gentlemen do it?" "They always give the bigger piece to the other person," answered his aunt at once. "Oh," said Dick. He thought about this for a few seconds. Then he took the cake to his sister and said to her, "Cut this cake in half, Catherine." D. Listen to the dialogue and complete the following sentences.
听对话，完成下列内容。每空格现填一词。
Grandpa, why is water called liquid gold?
That's because it's very precious. Water resources are limited, you know.
But there's plenty of water in the sea.
That's salty water. We can neither drink it nor take a shower with it.
I see. The book says water is sometimes dangerous. Does that mean floods?
You're right. Floods are powerful and harmful. They can cause huge damage in the economy.When there is a flood, people are killed, houses are washed away, crops are damaged, and roads are destroyed.
How terrible! What about earthquakes? Are they as harmful as floods?
Yes, you can never imagine how harmful earthquakes are. The Tangshan earthquake in 1976 even destroyed the whole town.
Wow! What may happen to the people who suffer from an earthquake or a flood then?
They may have nowhere to live, but the Red Cross cares for them. And people all over the world donate money, food, water and medicine to the homeless through the Red Cross.
I will donate some money to them too.
There's a good girl.
Now listen again, please. Grandpa, why is water called liquid gold?
That's because it's very precious. Water resources are limited, you know.
But there's plenty of water in the sea.
That's salty water. We can neither drink it nor take a shower with it.
I see. The book says water is sometimes dangerous. Does that mean floods?
You're right. Floods are powerful and harmful. They can cause huge damage in the economy. When there is a flood, people are killed, houses are washed away, crops are damaged, and roads are destroyed.
How terrible. What about earthquakes? Are they as harmful as floods?
Yes. You can never imagine how harmful earthquakes are. The Tangshan earthquake in 1976 even destroyed the whole town.
Wow! What may happen to the people who suffer from an earthquake or a flood then?
They may have nowhere to live, but the Red Cross cares for them. And people all over the world donate money, food, water and medicine to the homeless through the Red Cross.
I will donate some money to them too.
There's a good girl.